that would actually be better for me, for my timeframe, rather than going home and having to deal with kids.
Getting sucked into the family.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody against it for the committee?
As long as we get over sooner.
September.
Yeah.
We'll go to 9 o'clock still.
We'll stay with a 2-hour period.
There we go.
Anything from the public? Any problem with 6?
The only thing I want to, I'm not public, but we have to be careful not jumping around too much. Right now, we don't have a big public following. At some point, we may gain a bigger public following, and if you move meetings around too much, then it's hard for them to keep track of.
So it sounds like 6 is the consensus with everybody?
We have a second on the motion.
We have a second on the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay.
Supported aye.
Just get home sooner.
I never did hear the last one. Did it carry or not?
Say motion carry.
We have no July.
Last I heard this discussion with Jim, she put it first, but I never did hear you say it.
No July, no August meeting, and the next meeting
will be I assume that.
Right. Next meeting will be September at 6, at the date that Susan tells us.
Which will be September 28th.
September 28th.
And back at EOC, if that's what you want to do.
Late, 6 o'clock.
September 28th?
Yes, the fourth Wednesday, right? 9th.
Fourth Wednesday.
And you want to go back to EOC?
And we would like to go back to the EOC.
Okay.
Okay. That's closer to the airport. You can get jet fuel every once in a while. Anybody disagree?
No.
Okay. All right. Airport, industrial park, security chain. I put this on. There was a memo put out by Jim, and I had some conversation with Sue about the security, about that. And my personal problem is with Sussex Aero. I know some people told Jim that they don't want anybody to check their doors or go on their property. I don't know as a business owner if I would like that idea, because if somebody was, for example, trying to break into Larry Kelly's hangar and the security happened to check the door and find them and scare them off, that might deter them from coming back to the airport tomorrow night to break into my place, is my little thing. So I don't know, you know, I don't know how to present it to the group or what the group should do, but I don't know. I have no problem with security if they're doing just security checks to check the doors and approach and just identify themselves and say, you know, I'm checking the security on Joe Schmuck and challenge the person. But I guess some people have said they don't want a person checking at the door.
Right. I mean, this came out of, you know, the discussions we had during the rules and regs about, you know, that you lease that property to me, county, stay away from it. You know, you have no business on there without giving us notice. We've also had tenants in the industrial park that are real sensitive about people being on their property. You know, one of them is Eastern Shore Poultry because they're a food producer. You know, that property is very tightly controlled. You know, we've, you know, for years, you know, our security has always gone on to people's property and checked doors and so on. And you know, now that we have changed the way we do security at the airport, I wanted to see what everybody's feeling was on, do you want us on your property or not? You know, what happens if we find a door that's unlocked in the middle of the night? Do you want a phone call? You know, do you want us to wait till the next day, call you in the middle of the night? You know, what do you want us to do for you? And that's, you know, that was the reason we sent the letter out. Got a pretty poor response from people as far as people telling us what they want. So some people are going to get a letter saying, you didn't tell us you want us on your property, so you know we're going to stop doing that.
What are the changes that were made?
Well, the overnight shift, the 12 to 8, is now a county employee versus a contract security guy.